Hi everyone, welcome to episode 201 of Steven's Week, your weekly update on marketing and technology. This week, I'm going to talk about a crazy new experiment of Amazon, about the ups and the downs of Clubhouse. I'm going to talk about new legislation by the European Union and much more. Welcome to this new episode, everyone. The European Union is working on a new legislation. This time to regulate artificial intelligence. They're going to create their own GDPR for artificial intelligence is what you could say. And they're going to focus mainly on what they call high risk AI applications and to make sure that there is no abuse possible. And some examples of these high risk applications are, for instance, that they want to avoid that someday in the future, we would have a social scoring system in Europe like it exists in China. They would never want that over here, and consumers don't want it as well. But they also talk about hiring and firing. They don't want companies to, you know, outsource their hiring and firing to a machine. They want humans to do that, or the same with students that need evaluation of exams. So that makes a lot of sense. They want to avoid that fake news gets a lot of attention, and that we can avoid the negative impact of fake news. So that's really good. There was only one thing in the high risk area that I saw that, you know, I was a little bit disappointed about, and that was self-driving cars. They see self-driving cars also as a high risk application. I think that's a mistake. I think it's a low risk application because every year we have 1 million people that die in traffic because humans are just bad drivers. We've tried it for 100 years to drive a car, and the truth is that we're not really good at it. And with machines, it would be different, I think. If you look to the automation today in cars, it's very simple. And the more automated driving a car has, the less accidents it causes. So self-driving is like the ultimate automation. So that would, you know, increase the safety. So I don't agree with those. All the others, I personally, I'm not a big fan of new legislation, but I think this could be a good thing because we need some sort of a framework to discuss the future of AI. And apparently the European Union is taking a first step there. This item is gonna sound a little bit crazy because this week Amazon announced that they will start with a hair salon in London. And when I first saw that headline, I was like, what are they gonna do? Open up a hair salon? Are they gonna, you know, become now the expert in convenient hair cutting, something like that? I don't think so. And I dove into it, and what they're gonna do, I still think it's a little bit crazy, but it's an experiment. And what they're gonna do is they're gonna open up a hair salon to test out their augmented reality shopping. And they wanna create augmented reality shopping opportunities that mix on and offline. So what they're gonna do in this hair salon is they're gonna sell products there. You can get any product for your hair that you need or that you want. And for instance, if people wanna dye their hair, they can use augmented reality to see what it will look like. So imagine that I would say, hey, I would like to have blue hair for the next couple of weeks. I could go into that store and they're going to see what kind of shampoo I would need. And then they're going to create augmented reality so that I see what I would look like with blue hair. So I don't know if that would be a good idea, but the augmented reality will tell me that. And that's what they want to try out, because augmented reality is still very, you know, early days, it's very small, and they want to test it out and they want to see how far they can go. And they want to see if that works. If you help people to see what the future will look like once they acquire the product, if they will buy it. And of course, in the store, then you can scan a QR code and you can get that product on Amazon. So that's an experiment. No idea how it will go, how much further they will take it. But it's a first step to see how they could use augmented reality in their customer experience. This week, Facebook came with let's call it a crazy idea. They came up with the format of an Instagram designed for children. As you know, officially, Instagram and Facebook can only be used as from the age of 13. So Facebook said, why don't we create an Instagram for children who are younger and we make it advertising free and very child friendly. Now, I think this is a crazy idea for two reasons. First of all, I think we all know that there are many children that are younger than 13 that are on Instagram. They're on TikTok, they're on Snapchat, they use all these platforms, so they're already part of the community, and we all know that people go where other people go, so they would stay there, obviously. But the second reason why I think it's a crazy idea is because as Facebook, you know that people will be challenging you on terms of privacy and self-esteem for children. If it's a good idea to be on a social platform when you're so young and you're still developing yourself. So, I mean, they were criticized, not like the European football teams with their Super League, not like that, but still, they really got some headwind from people who said, this is not a good idea at all. So for me, it was very strange to hear how a smart company like Facebook came up with this idea. So I don't think we're going to see it, but I just wanted to mention it here. Let's talk about Clubhouse for a second. Okay, it has been the hype of the last couple of weeks. We all know that. It's the audio-only platform where you can tap into live conversations. It's been a real hype. Until now, it was only available for people with an iPhone. But now they had a new investment round, and it's quite significant. Only three months ago, they had their previous investment round. They were then valued they had a value of $1 billion. And the biggest part of that investment round was funded by Andreessen Horowitz. Now, three months later, their valuation is $4 billion. So from $1 billion to $4 billion in just 3 months' time. And you could say, yeah, but that's probably because of the hype, and that's true. And we don't know all the details. But I saw other research about Clubhouse that is a little bit, the opposite of the hype, actually, because in February they had 9.6 million downloads, which is huge. But then in March, they only had 2.7 million downloads. So a decrease of 72% in just 1 month time. So you could say the hype is over. They're not really growing exponentially. At the same time, you see how platforms like Twitter and Facebook are coming up with audio platforms as well. So the hype is over, competition is rising, and at the same time, their valuation is going up from $1 billion to $4 billion. So I'm very curious to see how it will go. And I'm very curious to see if people will, keep going to these live audio platforms once the pandemic is over and once we're further into back into our real life. So it's going to be interesting to see how that one evolves. Again, there were a lot of investments in autonomous vehicles in the last couple of weeks. And this week, Walmart came forward with a huge investment in Cruisy, an automated vehicle company in Silicon Valley. The total investment that Cruisy made was $2.7 billion. It's not known how much Walmart invested in them, but it's a significant share that they took. And the goal is to create a network, an ecosystem of autonomous delivery vehicles for their e-commerce. Walmart is always really innovative in terms of their delivery. They have many, many experiments in different parts of the US, but the future that they see is that delivery in cities and in suburbs will be done by automated vehicles, and they want to own that logistics and last mile network themselves. So that was an interesting step forward. The only downside that we see right now for the future of autonomous vehicles is that there is a worldwide shortage of chips, and especially in the market of autonomous vehicles, the quality, the power of the chips that you need are very high. They're very high performing. And exactly in that area, there is shortage. Because of the pandemic, we had a huge increase in the use of technology. We had the big digital jump forward. And probably because of the shortage, we're going to have a delay in the evolution of autonomous vehicles. So we see a lot of evolution. We see a lot of investments. But at the same time, a small hiccup in the next few months ahead of us. So guys, this was my weekly update. I hope you enjoyed episode 201, and I hope to see you again next week for a new episode. If you like this one, please like the video, subscribe to the channel, share it with your friends. And if you haven't watched episode 200 yet, please take the time for that, because I made a special effort for that one and I'm sure you will enjoy it. See you again next week and have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.